why would a company that is focused on business consulting in its beginnings focus on evidence-based practice standards in the field of medicine and psychology, and then into the fields of evidence-based cognitive behavioral therapies, decision-making, management, leadership, and the many other fields that have developed evidence-based practices for working with clients, for working with patients? It ultimately came down to client and patient-centered interventions. When I started Rivera Business Development, I knew that our goal would be to help small businesses to succeed and to really be able to help these small startups, the solopreneurs, to get to a place where they were really not just making a living, but they were thriving. But through my volunteer work on many boards and organizations and just volunteering with different organizations, I came to a place where I saw over and over again that regardless of who were the trainers and their expertise and the type of programs that were offered, whether it was workforce development, entrepreneurship, personal development, financial capability, it didn't matter. Over and over again, I began to see that the success rates for the number of people that actually implemented the lessons that were being taught, fabulous programs, why weren't people implementing them? And so, of course, I started to look around at training programs and how we taught and trained. And so I started with this one question: why, if there are so many great education and training programs, aren't more people successful? And in this journey of almost two decades now, an obsession with understanding how to help people to really implement and succeed in whatever their goals are, particularly with small startups, etc., I started to learn more and more about the field of evidence-based practices. And that has led us to really be able to look at how we work with our clients and how working with evidence-based practices can really make a difference for your clients. Why is it important? The blog post below is going to share a little more. It's going to have some links that are going to just, you can spend the time reading what it talks about when it comes to evidence-based practice standards, of course, in medicine. But I will break down in my post how it's been applied into the field of consulting and coaching, and how we at Rivera Business Development have been able to really integrate this into our work in hopes that you will see the opportunities that exist for elevating your practice by following evidence-based practice standards.